702, The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning to you, Adam. We start with the report from the United Nations on how COVID-19 has been impacting on children. And it seems that there are some incredibly horrid stories coming out of Asia.
Absolutely. Asia is where they look at, well, specifically South Asia, so Afghanistan, Bangladesh, India, Sri Lanka, Pakistan. 2 billion people covered by this United Nations report. And what they're looking at is not particularly what coronavirus has done, but the effect of what coronavirus has done to other systems, to other health systems. So they're saying, for instance, the number of children being treated for severe malnutrition fell by 80% in Bangladesh and Nepal. The number of people being immunized for other things dropped by, round about 50% in India and Pakistan. And as a result, according to this UN estimate, about 250,000 children in particular, but also some women or newly pregnant women, have died. 250,000, not because of coronavirus, but because of the knock-on effects of coronavirus. And again, perhaps a question mark against some of the health systems that have been ignoring other things in order to concentrate on COVID-19.
We've also been paying attention to Atlanta, Georgia, of course, where 8 people were killed in 3 massage parlors, is my understanding. And the city of Atlanta is reeling after those shootings. But the questions remain, were these shootings racially motivated?
Yes, all women, Yes, all the women of Asian descent. The death toll actually I saw was 6. I think it got downgraded overnight. But anyway, all the victims were of Asian descent. In fact, it was the South Korean officials who were the first to confirm 4 of the victims were of Korean descent, but all of Asian ethnicity. A 21-year-old man arrested. Apparently, one of the things he said early on to police is that he had some kind of sex addiction. That doesn't explain walking into 3 massage parlors and opening fire. But the motive about hate crime, of course, is the big one. Because, I mean, only recently Joe Biden talked about vicious hate crimes against Asian Americans, again, because of this thing about blaming China or blaming Asia generally for the start and spread of the coronavirus. Is that a motive for this awful, or I suppose for the grieving families, does it matter? But perhaps for the rest of us, it does. To see that kind of a potential backlash, if that is the case, that's awful.
Awful indeed. Let's finish off with matters royal, shall we? Meghan's friend speaking out on American TV about what was supposed to be a private conversation between Harry and his brother and his father.
Yeah, exactly that. Supposed to be a private conversation, you would think. Gail King, journalist, friend of Meghan's, friend of Oprah's, has blabbed on a breakfast show in America that Prince Harry and Prince William have spoken several times but haven't reconciled any differences, that it has not been productive. She also said that no one has spoken to Meghan yet, despite the ongoing onslaught of disparaging stories. And Gail King said that there were documents, she didn't say what, I'm guessing emails, texts maybe, to back up the claims that the Duchess made on the Oprah interview. The only thing is that, of course, we don't know if Gail King is fully sanctioned by Meghan. We sort of think she might be, being a mate and all. But didn't Meghan win her privacy case against the Daily Mail for publishing what were essentially private royal conversations? Mm-hmm. And here we have a kind of publishing of private royal conversations.
Indeed. Adam, thank you very much. We'll chat to you again tomorrow morning.